With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Israel's defense minister says it's going to be launching a ground offensive into Gaza very soon. Some reports indicating it's about to begin. That's been, he said, will be a very long and very difficult job. They aim to destroy hundreds of miles of tunnels used by Hamas. Meanwhile, U.S. fighter jets earlier today launching airstrikes on two locations in eastern Syria linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Strikes coming in retaliation for a number of drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases. Mohammed al-Khalafi, Qatar's senior negotiator between Israel and Hamas, says he is trying to achieve a very difficult goal.
Our target is to release all of the civilian hostages. That's what we're working on, and that's what we want to achieve. Since the first hour, we've been receiving several calls from countries around the globe asking Qatar's assistance to help their citizens in Gaza release. It is not an easy process. It's a very complicated process.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian media saying an Iranian official has met with Hamas in Moscow.
Russia's state news agency TASS reported that Iran's deputy foreign minister discussed a ceasefire and humanitarian issues with Hamas. Israel had slammed the Kremlin's decision to invite Hamas to Moscow. Moscow defended the decision as necessary to maintain contact with all parties. At the United Nations, Iran's foreign minister, Hossein Amir Abdollahian, said
Hamas is ready to release civilian prisoners.
He added that alongside Qatar and Turkey, Iran would play a part in the negotiations. I'm Karen Chamas.
And that search continues in Maine for a gunman identified as Robert Card. Hundreds of officers involved in that search. This is SRN News. Now, the National Hockey League reverses course again.
Last year, it was all in on the LGBT agenda with pride nights at the arenas and compulsory rainbow uniforms and equipment. But some players and teams staged a rebellion, prompting the league to outlaw all gay promotions. That sparked complaints from LGBT pressure groups. And so the NHL has introduced a compromise position. Any player wishing to wear pride gear can do so, but nobody is going to be forced to. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. currently experiencing one of the most significant waves of anti-Semitism it has ever seen. Jewish and civil rights organizations in this country reporting a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incidents following the Hamas attack on Israel 3 weeks ago. The Anti-Defamation League says attacks on Jews tripled in comparison to the same week last year. This is SRN News. In Australia, New South Wales reversing its ban on the aerial shooting of wild horses to control their numbers.
For some, the wild horses, which roam through rugged bushland, epitomize the spirit of freedom. But in the Kosciuszko National Park south of Canberra, officials say there are too many horses trampling over unique ecosystems. They fear that native species, including frogs, fish and plants, are at risk of extinction. State authorities in New South Wales insist that current population control methods aren't working.
That's the BBC correspondent Phil Mercer. Looking at Wall Street at this hour, Dow Industrials continue on the downside off 284 points. S&P 500 down 16. The NASDAQ is ahead right now, 52. More details at srnnews.com.